Robert Lee Jr., 10646, 78-year-old gentleman with history of blindness 3 years ago due to car battery, weight loss, weakness, disability, chest pain, shortness of breath, history of coronary artery disease, status post stent placement, status post coronary artery bypass graft, was told that can no longer be helped with any medication and cannot be helped with any procedures, i.e. CABG and or stent placement, and he's to be kept comfortable at home, period. And he lives in a group home. He suffers from cardiac cachexia, has lost weight from 180 to 130 pounds, period. Patient's been having lots of diarrhea in the past 6 months. At one time he was told that he needed colonoscopy, but he's too weak to undergo any anesthesia. He also has a history of confusion related to dementia at age 78, depression, anxiety, BPH, hypertension, medication, and hyperlipidemia. Surgery related to his heart issue, coronary artery bypass graft, as well as a stent placement, medication, Isodil 30 milligram BID, Lipitor 40 milligram, then Neurontin 300 TID, Metoprolol ER 50 milligram a day, Zoloft 25 milligram a day, Lisinopril 10 a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day, Proscar 5 milligram a day, Zoloft 50 milligram a day, Wellbutrin SR 150 milligram once a day. Patient was found to be confused, but he's able to remember most of his history. He's also has a caregiver that's present to help him. He has tremendous weight loss. He's not eating as much. He has chest pain with activity, chest pain at rest, chest pain at night. He wakes up with chest pain, sometimes associated with shortness of breath. He has orthopnea and PND. Allergies, salt for vaccination, up to date. Family history, mom and dad died of old age, but both had heart issues. Patient social, used to be a store manager for 20 years. He's widowed, has 4 children, 2 from each of his marriages in the past. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, but he was a heavy smoker and abused alcohol for years till about 2 years ago. On exam, he weighs 130 pounds, 167 over 78, pulse is 60, respiration is 18, or two side 96%. Heart positive, stone positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, neck short, JVD, skin shows, no rash around mucosa within legend, logical, non-focal. Assessment, 78-year-old gentleman with atherosclerotic heart disease, status post cardiac bypass, status post 5 stents, was told that he no longer can have either bypass and or stent placement. He continues to be symptomatic with his chest pain. He has shortness of breath, orthopnea, cardiac cachexia, and he's not eating, period. Furthermore, his heart is so bad that he cannot even have a colonoscopy that is needed for his diarrhea that's been bothering him for some time, period. The caretaker says that if the diarrhea doesn't stop, he's no longer will be able to take care of him because it's just too much cleaning up on a daily basis, period. He's been on Imodium with no help, period. His significant weight loss is bothersome for possible cancer in his colon with a chronic diarrhea. I've recommended using Flagyl per medical director, and that would be obtained by the nurse to see if that would help or slow down his diarrhea, period. Next number is hyperlipidemia. Next number is coronary artery disease. Next number is an Isodil. Next number is would benefit from bedside nitroglycerin because he does have issues with pain. Next number is neuropathy. Next number is ETOH abuse. Most likely causing his neuropathy. Next number is hypertension. Controlled at this time, controlled most of the time slightly high. He's on beta blocker, which he needs both for his heart and to control his blood pressure. Next one is anxiety. Next one is depression. Next one is continue with Plavix because of his severe heart problems. Next one is BPH. Next one is continue with Zoloft and Wellbutrin combination, which appears to be controlling most of his symptoms. Next number is extensive history of both ETOH and abuse of alcohol in the past. Next number is blindness related to car battery accident. Overall prognosis remains poor for this gentleman. Thank you.